soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on August 18, 2022. And as I was pondering this morning and just looking at all these things that are going on in the world in an unprecedented, perilous fashion, it just struck me. Has it dawned on you yet what's really going on? Has it dawned on you? What does that mean? This is an expression when a person suddenly, unexpectedly realizes something they had not known or understood before. It's like the daylight breaking the darkness of night as the sun shines from the horizon. So I ask, has it dawned on you yet what is going on? Do you just think the world has had a bad bug going around like the flu renamed? Do you think the economy of the world is just having a bump or two? How about the transportation and shipping debacle? There's so much going on, and it is perilous indeed. I don't think people realize or know what is really going on. They aren't supposed to, either, from the masters of the world's perspective, or even God Almighty sending spiritual blindness to those that have hated Him. They can't see it, or know, or understand, or perceive, or realize. They just have an inkling of a thing here or there, as in the frustration of inconvenience to their self-pursuits. The clock has struck a new hour a while ago. The alarm sounds rang, but few recognized or heeded them. God has long called, beckoned, urged, and wooed those He could, and a few have come to Him in response. A remnant, as always is the case, the most, the many, of the crowd, are banded together in march to their own demise. They follow the wrong leader. They did not value the pristine truth that only God grants. They had no taste for righteousness, holiness, purity, and the like, but chose things God has no delight. Therefore, God says, I will choose your delusions for you, one by one. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It's written in the New Testament, a statement likely glossed over by the churchites. Most realize the censorship in the media today. You can't say certain things, especially if it exposes the lie. God has His hand in this too, since truth is perishing in the land. Okay, you don't want the truth, but prefer lies? Truth is being cut off from the insincere ones. But if you truly want the truth, you can still find it. But you have to seek it, treasure it, and give your life to find it. Another thing Jesus Himself says about His kingdom. Sell everything you have in order to get the field, for the treasure of the kingdom is hid in the field. It's a parable. You won't understand or perceive this simple truth unless God allows you to. He just may be hiding it from you. See, fear the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. God has had enough of the wickedness. It's an offense to Him. All the warnings, both written and heard in the Spirit, have been ignored for the most part. God flooded the earth in the days of Noah due to their violence, and the thoughts of their heart were only evil continually. You know, God is a gardener. He knows that the weeds and the tares take over and choke everything good He plants. He has to do a controlled burn. And that is what this world is waiting for as the clock ticks and the sands of the hourglass wane. This time, no flooding by water. It will be by fire. Sodom and Gomorrah and the areas around those wicked people got a taste of God's righteous burning fury. They are no more to this day. Even Lot's wife, who loved this present evil world more than God, she looked back to the vomit of her neighborhood, despite being warned. She stands in the lonely desert, a symbol made in salt. The operation that is ongoing now for the last year, near 3 years as I speak here, has been a long calculated planned attack. And if one could see and connect the dots, the diabolical nature of destruction, deception, thievery, murder, maiming, and all in the vein of greed, to top it off, is underway. Even in the times of the flood, the wicked suddenly had it dawned on them that it was raining. Raining a lot. So much so that things were getting rather desperate as they took their last gasp of the unprecedented waters being poured out. Do people regard this? No, for the most part. Do people consider the example God gave of punishing evil upon Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone? No. They are keeping on, keeping on, piling up the iniquity to heaven, and this is what God is looking to take place. Their cup of iniquity will fill, and then he will unleash his fullness of wrath without any restraint or diluting. Woe, 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 woe unto the wicked. The devil's angry. He's using his servants to bring tyranny, oppression, and total control. God offered grace and mercy that brings liberty to those who love, obey, and believe him. That stands strong in the liberty that is in Jesus Christ. But those who refuse this offer, they are experiencing wrath, tribulation, and anguish, fear on every side. Romans chapter 1 refers to this. They've made speeches against God, the God so obvious in his goodness and might. They are fools that say there is no God. But they will have dawn shine upon them suddenly. The shining glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, who is the ruler of all creation. They thought Jesus was just a curse word. Or they thought he was the founder of a silly religious group that men make bank in using his wares. The largest war in history is underway. And again, I'm not referring to a skirmish in a faraway land as the Ukraine, a convoluted story that serves the masters of destruction. These people mean business. They remove, kill, assassinate those who stand in their way, as they have done throughout history. Just who is it that controls all world banks of almost every nation? Who has the power to steer all political pawns worldwide? Who leads corruptors to record perverse deeds done in darkness for government leaders, corporate officers, media personages, and other point men in society? Who is it that controls all this? It has to dawn on you. Who has stated they wish to bring down the population of the world? Who brought forth a specific kind of medical system that utilized their own drug products? Who was able to persuade all secular forms of government across the world to implement the psyop of fear, social distancing, mask wearing, and mandated vaccinations of highly toxic substances? And yet the blind fools of the world marched right into the nightmare and are now paying for it. Massive amounts of people have died due to the ruse, a fake fear story. Many, many, many have been wounded physically and mentally from having these potions in their body. The drug companies knew what they were doing, and in early recorded studies from 2021 showed women having miscarriages, 44%. Others developed blood clots like tubes of rubber in their arteries, while others had stroke, heart ailments as myocarditis, and worse. Despite this, they continue to push demands for pregnant women and young children to take the shots. Woe, woe, woe. Woe to those who go along in their ignorance. Ignorance is not bliss. It's stupid, foolish, and not at all of God. But the greatest woe for those participating in this militant operation, whether government officials, media personalities, corporate leaders and followers, and those still working the health and death system. Woe! Woe to the hypocrites, the church-going people who have not sought the Lord. You were called to return to him when the church world was shut down or restrained. So many went on the same old, just piped in the leaven messages from the cult masters on the stages. The performances of the musicians and singers went on and on just like before. They sang their new song, not a song of the Lord, but of the destroyer, singing, quote, "We'll get through this together." What a joke. A joke, the devil and his army shake their heads in disbelief of the foolhardiness of their victims. Like a famous politician once told the story about the snake. He said, "You knew I was a snake and you let me in. You're getting what you deserve. It was the plate you ordered from the menu of life. You did it your way." I wish to convey here that the dawning of this unprecedented war tactic is extreme, full of hatred, crime, lawlessness, falsehood, deception, corruption, thievery, murder, bondage, and all that is of the depths of Satan. It's bottomless. This is what has been loosed into the earth. There is only one place to be that is safe, and that is in Jesus Christ. You're going to either be in or out. Which will it be? If you've not yet chosen the Lord and you know you will not, woe, woe, woe unto you. I cannot cry for you. You brought it on yourself, but one day you will mourn as Jesus comes as a great dawn in this dark world, and his brightness will cause all of his enemies to weep, mourn, and gnash their teeth, hiding in the rocks, clefts, and holes in the ground from his fierce wrath. That is how it is and how it shall be. The Lord says so. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.